Hayom Arboim Yom Shehem Chamisha Shavuos V'Chamisha Yomim BaOmer. Today is 40 days of the Omer. Today we will focus on the aspect of Hod, beauty, should be a sowed within foundation. We'll look at how we will glorify Hashem by successfully completing the Avoda of Yesod, and also how through Yesod brings praise to Hashem through us and others. So the first area, Bein Adam Lamakom, is to increase your praise to Hashem for all your success up to now in being able to purify and sanctify yourself in the Midah of Yesod. You should train yourself to praise Hashem immediately after every test that you pass, especially those involving holiness and purity. In other words, you come to a situation, let's say in the summertime, where there's areas where big problems of where we should be looking, and you're able to organize your day in a way that you're able to not have to stumble in this area. Or if there's any Yetzirahs that are popping up in this area that you're able to overcome, immediately praise Hashem that you were successful in that. Why? Because this will grant you additional Siyata Dishmaya, divine assistance in the future, to increase your holiness and purity. Why? Because by thanking Hashem, you're showing Him that you want to be holy, which leads to His helping you. This is like the prayer of Reb Nechunya ben Akana that we've mentioned many times, where he would praise Hashem after leaving the study hall. So praise Hashem when you leave any difficult test intact. Number two, not only should you be holy in action, but you should also cling to holiness of thoughts. Try to push away any improper thoughts. A person who is getting pure to the extent that Even your inner thoughts are amazing, and you don't have any bad thoughts. That creates mystically an external radiance on your face that, quote-unquote, speaks for yourself, which others can detect, which is the greatest praise of Hashem, where you don't have to say anything. People can see it on you. When a person has pure and holy thoughts, it's something that can radiate from yourself, which is our automatic praise of Hashem. Also, when you are the chazan, and being a chazan is rooted in yesod, as it produces a byproduct that other people can be impressed and inspired by your davening. So when you do that, concentrate on the fact that your only desire is that you want to praise Hashem on behalf of the entire congregation. You're not interested in glorifying yourself and showing off your great voice, but rather your desire is to glorify Hashem with that beautiful voice that Hashem bestowed upon you. And you thank Hashem that you have this beautiful voice that's able to praise Hashem in this way. In the area of Ben Adam L'Chavero, when you see that your friend has successfully been able to purify and sanctify themselves in this meat of Yesod, you should praise them, which will solidify their desire to continue to do well in this aspect. Also, second thing you should do is to make great efforts to educate your family and descendants, which is all rooted in Yesod, and train them to use their tongues to praise Hashem for every detail He provides for you, or rather for them. You should specifically focus on supervising the young ones who need the most training. And when they get older, then learn inside a sefer with them that discusses the laws of blessings and praises. The more you focus on every single detail to Hashem, the more you will want to act with holiness towards Hashem. So that will help them. In addition, teach your descendants and friends that all praises that come out of their mouths should include praises of Hashem. And you should pay particular attention to this at songs at a bris, which is Yesod, and also on Shabbos, which is also a fundamental aspect of Yiddishkeit. The body part, use your tongue when you thank Hashem or show gratitude to other people. Make an effort to thank Hashem and strengthen others to serving Hashem in holiness in the morning, especially on Friday when taking care of Shabbos needs. Make efforts to concentrate on the blessings of Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. You gather in the dispersed Jews. To focus on the fact it's not just Jews, but rather when you blemish your attribute of your soul, have in mind when you have done that, what happens? That causes the holy sparks that you have to scatter from their places. and leave them captured in the hands of impurity, and also for blemishing your tongue with songs of praises when you did not mention thanks to Hashem in them. Singing is a very sensual thing, and it should have Hashem in the foremost area. And if not, many sparks have scattered from you, and you need to pray to Hashem to bring them back into tshuva for that. Concentrate when saying the name Elohim Tzvakos, especially in the morning, especially on a Friday and Shabbos. And the quality to acquire Torah is Mamido al Hashalom. You direct him to peace. Number one, you attempt to make compromises between litigants who come to a Beis Din. Instead of relying on your own ability to come with a decision that may be wrong or could hurt others, try to make a compromise with them. You want the litigants to walk out in peace. Also, when you have to correct someone in areas of Torah, specifically here in the area of Yesod, people don't always take criticism easily. Make sure it's done so in a way that will end peacefully. Shalom is the most important aspect that should come when you're teaching people these things. Wish everyone hatzlacha in concretizing this midah of hod, of glorifying Hashem, being a source of glory for Hashem in this challenging area of Yesod. Have a good day.